Winston-Salem's proposed Northern Beltway is a 34-mile, multi-lane freeway project. It would begin at U.S. 158 southwest of the city and end at U.S. 311 on the southeast side. According to the North Carolina Department of Transportation, it's supposed to make it easier to drive across Winston-Salem while also alleviating traffic jams on U.S. 52. Part of it will run down the middle of 63-year-old James Nelson's 8 acres.
They drove the stakes in 1996. That's the center line of the road. It goes 200 feet on each side of those stakes. So it comes right through the middle of my home and then right to the back of my property. So I was 44. Now I'm 63. I can't do anything. I'm sitting here trapped.
Nelson and his wife, Phyllis, live on Skylark Road in Winston-Salem, a quiet area surrounded on three sides by hardwoods, and from their bedroom window, a view of Pilot and Sourtown Mountains. Across from their driveway is a sprawling 5 acres where Nelson wants to build half a dozen single-family homes as a retirement investment. But it's under the state's Transportation Corridor Official Map Act, which freezes all land development and extensive property improvements.
And if you did build single-family homes or other improvements to the property, then your only buyer in the future is the DOT, and you don't know when that's going to happen. Are they coming next year? Or are they coming 10 years from now? And as I first thought, they were going to be there, you know, imminently. They were going to be there within the next 2 or 3 years. It's been 16-plus years, so that's not a good investment.
68-year-old Hazel and 71-year-old John Wiesner had also hoped to develop some of their land for single-family homes, their retirement nest egg. They live on a 50-acre farm on Peace Haven Road, just above Highway 421 near Clemens. Hazel says the Beltway will run through their property, too.
In 1998, they told us from the acquisitions group of the Department of Transportation that within the year they would be out to buy us out.
Now it's 2013, and still there's no Beltway. So the Nelsons, the Wieseners, and about 60 others are suing North Carolina, trying to force it to buy their property now. But according to Pat Ivey, a Winston-Salem division engineer with North Carolina Department of Transportation, that's not a realistic option.
We simply do not have enough funding, which comes directly from the gasoline taxes.
Originally, the cost of the Beltway and to purchase land needed was less than $1 billion. But Ivy says after 10 years of lawsuit delays and inflation, the cost now is about $1.5 billion.
You know, we could have released the corridor and then 8 years later came back and protected it again. Well, then you've got people inside the corridor that now are going to have to be bought, and it costs the taxpayers a lot more as well.
The Transportation Corridor Official Map Act gives North Carolina the right to reserve any land intended for future road development. And the 1987 law sets no limit on how long the state can reserve this land. Last month in Greensboro, Superior Court Judge John O. Craig III heard arguments in the plaintiff's lawsuit. Attorneys for the landowners cited the development restrictions of the current Beltway map as evidence the state has taken private property. But the state's attorneys countered that lines on a map do not mean North Carolina is initiating the Beltway. It's still planning. However, appellate attorney Gideon Canner says North Carolina is violating the Fifth Amendment.
They are not allowed to reserve land.
Canner is based in California and nationally recognized in representing plaintiffs in eminent domain and inverse condemnation cases.
Someday we will build a highway here. In the meantime, we're kind of reserving it, and you can't build on it. That is not permissible. That is unconstitutional, and that in itself is a form of taking.
But North Carolina's attorneys refute this point, saying plaintiffs have some use of their land because they're living in their homes, which for many is on the land identified by the current Beltway map. All of the plaintiffs agree a Beltway around Winston-Salem is needed. Nelson says they simply want the state to be fair in dealing with them.
If they said as soon as we file the map, we're going to buy everybody within 3 years, then that would be reasonable. I understand that. But to file a map and say, we'll buy you when we get to you, is not reasonable.
Meanwhile, Winston-Salem is losing tax revenue. According to the Forsyth County Tax Assessor's Office, since the late 1990s, the state has bought more than 500 properties. It pays no taxes, so Winston-Salem has lost more than $47 million in tax income. Superior Court Judge Craig is expected to deliver a ruling in a few weeks. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.